You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
For CJLO News, I'm Holly Cabrera. Kanasatake Grand Chief Serge Simon is in a meeting with federal and provincial officials this morning to discuss the recent dispute over a land transfer in the municipality of Oka. Last week, Oka Mayor Pascal Quevillon voices concern that property values in his town would drop if a local developer transfers 60 hectares of land to the people of Kanasatake. Simon announced that he would only meet with Quevillon after he apologizes for his controversial comments. The settlement was finalized 4 years after Supreme Court Justice Marie Deschamps released a 100-page report describing an underlying sexualized culture in the military that was especially hostile to women and members of the LGBTQ2 community. Over 1,000 protesters dressed in black are currently occupying the Hong Kong International Airport in a demonstration that is expected to last 11 hours. Protesters, including airport staff, can be heard repeating anti-government chants to raise awareness about recent violent attacks on residents. For weeks, residents of Hong Kong have called for democratic reform, an investigation into alleged police brutality, and the withdrawal of the controversial extradition bill, which has been recently suspended. To hear the news and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
What's up, people? Welcome to another installment of Sold Out right here on CJLO Radio 1690 AM. And I'll tell you what, folks, today is a super, super special episode because I'm joined here in the studio with a very distinguished and special guest. This is Becca.
Hey, guys.
Welcome,
what's up?
Welcome to the show, man. Thank you so much
for
coming in on a Monday evening.
Yeah.
Which... is that a busy night for you usually, Monday evenings?
No, Mondays are super chill.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have nothing better to do than be here.
There's
right
no gigs
now.
And stuff and all that?
No, not usually on Mondays. I feel like I have had on a Monday, but not today.
Yeah, no, I can dig that. Yeah. It's going to be an interview, intimate conversation-filled hour, so that's what you can expect. We're obviously going to play some of your music later on. We are going to listen to some of your tracks that you've released relatively mm-hmm. recently.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a great show for all things Montreal scene, for mm-hmm. all things soul-ish,
yeah,
R&B.
I should hope so,
would you
yeah.
say R&B?
Yeah,
yeah. yeah. All
sure.
right, all right, cool. Yeah. And all things honest music, right, Becca?
I should hope so, yeah.
Yeah, all right, cool. So to start things off, I mm-hmm. want to talk about your
Excuse
most...
me.
I want to know where you're at nowadays, because your most recent release was Something About You, is that right?
Yeah.
And that came out at the beginning-ish of the summer?
Yeah, something like that. I don't even remember, but it was relatively recent, yeah.
Yeah. So I was always wondering when I heard it, because you have mostly singles on your Spotify.
Yeah.
Which are all excellent, so everybody go check them out. Don't worry, you're going to hear it later in the show. But, I wanted to know if that was... is that leading into something? Where are you at in your career right now?
I mean... well, not specifically, but it definitely adds to my repertoire and building my, you know, list of music that I've released for the future. I think right now I'm just experimenting a lot with my singles and seeing what catches the people and what doesn't. Yeah, just seeing what works and what doesn't and experimenting with that and doing different things and trying a slower song or trying something a little bit more jazzy or a little bit more funky or a little bit more hip-hoppy, you know, just trying different genres. So Something About You is a little bit different than the other stuff that I've released. But yeah, it is my most recent and it does add to my repertoire of music and me as an artist moving forward, I guess.
Sure, so we're not talking about necessarily leading into... this isn't a lead-off single from a proposed bigger release, even though you were talking to me earlier, though, before we started recording about something coming down the line.
An EP.
Yeah.
Yes. I've slowly started to hint that on my Instagram and my social media, but yeah, I started working on an EP. There's going to be 6 songs, but that'll be probably sometime next summer. We're just like at the very beginning stages of creating this piece of work. So it will come in the future, but Something About You is not necessarily correlated to it.
Sweet. And when you said we're planning, I think that's a good way to talk about who we are. Because you're not really bound to like one band necessarily, right? You have kind of like a rotating door of musicians who play with you. We'll talk more about this, I guess, a little later on. We talk kind of about like M Live and stuff like that. Yeah. But who's in your pocket these days?
Yeah, so I'm gonna be working on the EP exclusively with my producers, The Lost Boys. So that's Dave and Antoine. I've been working with them since I've been 13 years old. They were the ones who released my first song ever, which is actually under a different name. It's Becca TG instead of Becca. I recently took away the TG with new releases with Green Glow. Yeah.
Nice.
So Dave and Antoine, who I've been working with forever, and a bunch of musicians too from Montreal. We've got Julia Warren on the sax. We've got Matt McCormack on the bass. We got Joseph on the guitar. Joseph Anajar. We got James Matthew Petulli on the drums.
James Matthew Petulli.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And
Cedric
on the keys. Cedric de Saint Rome, otherwise known as Housefly Music.
Housefly.
And who am I forgetting? Scott Bevins on the trumpet. And we'll see more people to come. Mel Pacifico is going to help with vocal arrangements, harmonies, backing vocals, and all that fun stuff. Wow. And yeah, there's a bunch of us.
That's a huge, amazing group of local heroes in the scene.
Yes.
I had a previous interview on this show. The only other interview I've done so far was with Shane on drums.
Okay, nice.
So he's talked a little bit about these people, so the listeners might be a little familiar.
Right.
But so that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a bunch of us, and I look forward to it. We're just, like I said, in the very beginning stages of the song, so really right now we just got like 3 demos. All the 6 tracks are written, but we're really at the beginning of this process.
When it comes to writing the actual songs, though, these people sound like they're involved with the overall process of how the songs are going to take shape. But does the composition really come from you alone, would you say? Like, do you have is it an individual kind of process that you go through for making these songs?
In the beginning stages, for sure, I'll, sit in my room or wherever it is that I am to write the song. So sometimes I just pick up the guitar and I'll just, play whatever with that. Or sometimes I go on, websites to get samples that I can use and just loop those, maybe just put in Logic for a second. I'm not very good with that, and just like add a beat over it just to give it a vibe.
Okay.
And then I'll just kind of go with whatever comes out, essentially, and I'll just start either singing gibberish or just random words or things that just come out by fluke and they sound good, and I kind of just let my subconscious mind release whatever it has to release in that day.
Sure.
And then I look at it and I'm like, oh shit, like,
that's really interesting,
can I swear?
It's if it's natural, within reason, right? No hate speech, though. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm not worried about that. So that's interesting, because I hear from some creative types that like writing songs can be a process that's about emulating something, or thinking, all right, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to write a song like how Randy Newman would write a song, or I'm going to write a song like how Stevie Wonder would write a song, or something like that. But for you, it sounds like, I mean, obviously everything you know is from everything you've ever heard, that's just like any musician, right? But it sounds like you just sit down and whatever comes out, comes out. Would you say that's a fair
assessment? For the most part, yeah. For the most part, I kind of, and I like when that happens, some days I'll be feeling like really amazing and I don't necessarily know why, and I'll just sit down and play something and just let whatever comes out. And I'm like, oh, that's why. Or like even on like a really crappy day where I'm not feeling 100%, again, I'm just trying to like figure out my emotions, because sometimes we don't really know what we're feeling or why we're feeling certain things.
Or we don't have the vocabulary to say it any other way besides in the music.
There's something magical about it. So I'll sit down and again, with a loop or with the guitar or even the piano sometimes, I'll just kind of let whatever flow out of my mind and be like, oh, that's why I'm feeling really crappy. That makes so much sense. But other times too, I'll just be walking on the street and like something will show up for me, and I have a notepad, or you know, like your notes on your iPhone. Mm-hmm. And I'll just like write down a quick little something that inspired me, and it could be like the way the clouds look, to something I saw on the street, to the way a man was walking, or a leaf that like swept past my feet, or
that's awesome.
It's, you know, like something somebody said, and I'll just like jot it down quickly in my phone, and just like keep it there and go to it sometimes when I'm writing, because you know, it incorporates itself too with my subconscious mind too. So
totally.
Whatever comes out, and then I'll be looking for more lyrics, and I'll go to my little inspiration notes.
That's awesome, because it might be, you know, a day, like 5 months away from the actual time you recorded that note, and then it somehow fits perfectly with what you're
exactly.
thinking.
Actually, there's a lyric in my song Desire, mm-hmm. and it says, "There's a heart in the hill." Mm-hmm. And that was very much taken from a drive to up north, and there was a hill, a ski hill, and there was a heart shaped into the grass.
Wow.
Yeah.
Something like super literal.
Yeah.
That sounds really airy fairy symbolic, right? Yeah.
And I just put it down in my notes, and I ended up, you know, using it.
Wow. So, cool, man.
Found
very
a way to
cool.
put meaning to it.
You've been talking so much about your songs now,
yes.
and I can't help but notice that you brought your acoustic Fender guitar with
it.
You
it.
Would you care? I mean, like, we don't want it to just sit there the whole time, right?
Should I use it?
Would you care to perform? Don't worry, I'll set the mics up.
Makeup.
Yeah, yeah. Would you care to perform something for us?
I would love to.
What do you have? What are you thinking?
All right, I'm going to start with a song that's unreleased. It's called In the Last Hour. We're still just finishing up the actual production and recording of all that. In studio now, so hopefully that'll be out soon. But this is one of those songs that did start in my room on my guitar. And I've had this song for a very, very long time. I wrote it like years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
cool.
I always wanted to record it, but I never really got around to it. But we finally have, and it's going to be released sometime eventually. Date is still unknown. But
we're all looking forward to it, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Can you repeat
the
name of the track one more time?
It's called In the Last Hour.
In the Last Hour.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. I can't wait to hear it. Yeah. Take it away, man. This is a sold-out exclusive. You're never going to hear this song anywhere else, people. In the Last Hour. This is Becca. You're still listening to Sold Out right here on CJLO Radio, 1690 AM. I'm just queuing up the microphones right here. Can you hear yourself all right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're good.
We're a little bit... The mic is a little far from the guitar, but I think it'll translate pretty well. Yep. So you're still listening to Sold Out. This is Becca. Folks, we're going to go into the little commercial break after this performance. So stay tuned for a whole lot more with Becca. Please take it away.
Chill to the bone. Why won't you pick up your phone? I'm feeling alone. They say love is blind, but can't you just open your eyes? I'm hurting inside. So I find myself sitting at the edge of the window, looking out at all the people go by. As the minutes divide, so I set an alarm so I wouldn't check the times that I've called you in the last hour. In the last hour. Now it's 4 in the morning, I've bit off all my nails. You've gone tired of turning tables in the last hour. In the last hour, said I shouldn't stay and that I should go find my way. But now I'm afraid the world is forlorn, and maybe it's that I feel now the one I need. So I find myself looking through all of the photos, wondering where all the time's gone. So I wouldn't check the times that I've called you in the last hour. In the last hour. Now it's 4 in the morning, I've been off all my nerves. You've grown tired of turning tables in the last hour. In the last hour. It's a mind game as much as it's physical. I need to go and find a new thing now that I'm no longer on to you. Sometimes life has a new plan, and that's very clear that you're no longer my man. And I look at all the time that I've wasted, how I could have gone and had you replaced, and somehow I still find myself here shedding the tears in the last hour. So I set an alarm so I wouldn't check the times that I've called you in the last hour. In the last hour. Now it's 4 in the morning, I've been off all my nerves. You've grown tired of turning tables in the last hour. In the last hour.
August 20th to 25th, MuTech presents 6 days and nights of electrifying experiences, showcasing live electronic music and digital creativity with more than 80 artists for its 20th edition this year. Tim Hecker and Konoyo Ensemble, August 21st at Théâtre Maisonneuve. 3 epic nights at MTELUS, the all-live, all-improv Circle of Live with Sebastian Moulart, Matthew Johnson, and more, August 22nd. Friday Techno with Blauan on August 23rd, and then Dance Till Dawn with Jelen, Nicola Cruz, and more, August 24th. For more info, schedule, free programs, and tickets, hit mutech.org or download the app.
It's Monday. Your work week is just beginning. You can already feel the existential dread seeping in, and the weekend seems so far away.
What?
Things will only get worse from here.
Oh, for the love!
Luckily, there's Sewer Spewer, your weekly guide to Montreal's underground punk and metal scene, with your host, Chris the Frog. Every Monday at noon on CJLO 1690 AM. Don't let your Monday drag you down. Melt your mind with some local noise.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. You're still tuned in to Sold Out right here on CJLO Radio 1690 AM in the hot and muggy city of Montreal, Quebec. A hot and steamy night like this means it's perfect for some soulful tunes, don't you think, Becca?
Yes, I do.
You're joining us. If you're just joining us now, I'm talking to local Montrealer, singer-songwriter, performer. Anything else I could add to that?
Do all kinds of things, but we could keep it to that.
We'll keep it to that. Becca is joining me right here in studio, yeah. And it's been a great night so far.
Yeah.
We're excited to talk more things music. Mm-hmm. In fact, yeah, let's talk more specifically about your music. We talked a little bit about the creative process before, but now when it comes to a song, like you have I think it's your most popular song on Spotify.
On Spotify,
it's called "Admit It." Mm-hmm. It's a great song.
Thank you.
Can you tell me a little bit kind of the stories behind either the composition, the recording,
yeah,
or anything.
Could tell you all about it.
Anything really funny happen in the process of making that song?
Not necessarily funny, but I'm really proud of that song. Yeah, it did well on Spotify. It was my one and only song to get on an official Spotify playlist.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I don't really know how it got there, but it landed there, and I'm not mad about it. You know, I feel really excited about it. This song, I forget when I released it, but it was a little while back. I think it was even last summer that I released this. And
I can tell you, I'll look it up right now.
Yeah, I think it was last summer. I think I had just came back from like a Europe trip.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
But yeah, admit it was my producers, the Lost Boys. I was telling them about about them earlier.
Yes.
They had sent me the track. So this is one of those things where they sent me the track and I kind of just wrote to it, but it was very fluid. And by that, I mean, they sent me the track and I listened to it and I was like, I love this. This is going to be amazing. We're going to record this like next week, you know?
Nice.
And as soon as I got home that day, I like ran to my room and I just wrote the song, and it just, yeah, it just came out really quickly and really smoothly. And, it was really fun to write too. The song, you know, it has a pretty catchy hook to it. You know, nothing feels better than being together, Tom, you admit it. And I also got Shem G to feature on it with his rap verse.
Yeah, I was going
to
ask about
that
too. Yeah. Is that your initiative, or did the Lost Boys say, hey, man, let's put...
No, I asked Shem. I was like, I heard this song and I was like, I need Shem on this. Like, he just, yeah, it was the best call I think I've made in my music career to this day. No, he was fantastic, and I didn't doubt for a second that he wouldn't kill it. You know, he absolutely smashed it. So
absolutely, I think so, and I think you did too as well.
Thank you. You
sound great on this record.
Thank you.
Shall we jump into it?
Think we should just spin this for the
listeners?
Yes.
All right, folks. Here's "Admit It" right here on Sold Out. This is Becca, and it's featuring Shem G.
Yeah.
Where did you go now that you know feelings are real? He's all alone waiting at home, you don't wanna deal. Keep your heart in the game while he's going insane every time. Just let him in. Don't you go deny the vibe, I could see it in your eyes. Keep the flow long as you know there's no need for a disguise. Yeah. Let your mind be free to fill out whatever's going on. Live for the moment. Don't you hold on, don't you hold on, don't you hold on. And that's what you feel. Don't you go deny the vibe, I could see it in your eyes. Keep the flow, just let it go. There's no need for a disguise, yeah. Miss
admission of guilt is my omission of evidence. Bait and switch when asked to take the next step. Tongue to cheek while my knees get weak. It's all jitters to the point where I could barely. There's basis for bias with an emotional judgment. I'm upset because I'm trying not to obsess over the cardiac arrest you cause. Waving my Miranda rights without the silence, I'll abide to the laws. Play the game by their rules, but I'd rather be the one to hack. The coding that they use was flawed, so I'll try to bridge the gap. My nature's never been brash or bold, but I'm finding myself encumbered by all these secrets I hold.
That was Becca with Shem G featured on that track, and that's a song called Admit It. And I know you listeners out there dug it because it's a super cool song. And I'm sitting here talking to Becca live in person right here in the studio.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. How does that feel listening back to your song? Do you feel critical sometimes, or do you feel like you know when you finish something and you're mm-hmm. like, okay, I'm done this song. Mm-hmm. I think all the bases have been covered, ready mm-hmm. to release it. Do you feel like that's easy for you? Or do you feel like every time you hear things that you wish you could have added to or done differently or anything like that?
Not necessarily with this track. This track, we worked on it for a little bit of time just to get that proper sound. And, you know, we kept experimenting, trying things that didn't always necessarily work, and then take it out. And I usually like to pace myself and wait until I'm fully confident in a track before I release it, you know, so that I don't end up in that scenario. But also, once I release a song, I kind of like to say, like, okay, like, I did my part with that song, and now it's out in the universe. I'm gonna go let it do its thing. Because if I start stressing about, like, things that I could do differently or change that I can actually change,
like, yeah,
I'm just going to start driving myself crazy. Yeah. So, no, when I listen to it, I'm super proud. I'm really happy with that track. And, yeah, it's super fun. Sometimes I pay more attention to my voice specifically.
Sure.
Just because I feel like my voice is always changing. It's always something that I'm trying to develop and work on.
Yeah.
So sometimes it sounds a little bit younger.
Okay.
But I'm not necessarily mad about that. I'm kind of just like, oh, that's what I sounded like.
Aging,
no.
man.
Happened, 12 months ago.
Happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
12 months ago.
Yeah.
Really? You feel like there's that much of a, like, you can
yeah.
say, like, oh, wow, this sounds like me from a year ago.
Yeah, but that's just me being super critical of myself.
Okay, sure,
you know?
Sure,
and
sure.
really paying attention to detail. I'm also a Virgo, so I pay attention to, like, okay. a lot of detail all the time.
Okay.
But, I mean, it doesn't get in the way of me hearing the song and being like, I really am happy about that, you know? Like,
great.
It's just
no, that's good
me
news,
being picky.
Because I know as an outsider, it sounds super great.
Thank you.
And you should definitely be proud of it.
Yeah.
Did that... You said, like, the track was sent to you basically by
yeah.
the Lost Boys.
Mm-hmm. Lost Boys production.
Yeah. But when it comes to writing lyrics,
mm-hmm.
Or when it comes to just thinking about the song in general,
yeah.
do you feel like you wear a lot of influences on your sleeve? Or do you feel like you were talking before about how kind of mm-hmm. your process happens kind of subconsciously.
Yeah, for sure.
How do you interact with your influences, I guess, is what I'm trying to ask here.
I think that I get, like, where I draw influence from, I don't necessarily focus so much on it to, like, listen to an artist and be like, oh, I love what that artist is doing. Let me take that and copy it and put it into my own sound necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it kind of subconsciously makes its way into my brain, you know? Like, if you like something, it's going to, like, stick in your head and it's going to be there, you know? But,
well, let's say if I was talking to, 10-year-old Becca
yeah.
and I was like, what are you listening to? What's forming your young brain right
Beyonce,
now?
Beyonce, Christina Aguilera.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like if you're talking about specific like artists.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like that, like
big voices.
Yeah. Pop singers with big voices. Yes.
Sweet.
Yeah, but mainly Beyonce and Christina Aguilera. Like, that's what I would put on, like, karaoke, like, mm-hmm. when YouTube first came out.
Oh,
we were all using
yeah.
the internet. I was, like, karaoke Beyonce songs. And I would just, like, sing that
okay,
in
and then
my,
let's...
like, basement so nobody could hear me.
Oh.
Yeah, I was very shy.
You're too shy?
Yeah.
Did that kind of come out, like, when you were... come out? I mean, did you get less shy
yeah.
as you went through yeah. your... Because you said you released something back... Your first thing
yeah,
came out
song.
In 2013, right?
I think it was 2013.
So you were
yeah.
super young.
Yeah. Hot Like a Summer Song. Mm. When I was really young, I was super shy.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not want to sing in front of my parents, though I always loved it. And it was always, like, so... something I was passionate about.
Yeah.
I never wanted to sing in front of them. But in front of my friends, it was no problem. But in front of my parents, like, I just couldn't do it.
Sure.
And then I went to acting school.
Oh, really?
I went to a school. I don't know if it still exists, but it was called Montreal School of Performing Arts. Ooh. It was like a after school kind of like, or like weekend thing, you know, where you would go and do like these acting classes. And I remember they asked me if I wanted to sing for a show that we were putting on. And I was like... I guess, like, I don't know.
What was the show?
It was just like our end of the semester, or whatever it
sure.
was.
Okay.
We put on this thing, and
okay.
then all the parents come out, and it's like a little, you know, show that we
yeah,
put
yeah,
on
a
at
recital
the end.
Thing. Yeah, recital. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
That's a good word. And I was like, okay, fine, like whatever, I'll sing. And I did. I sang like "The Climb" by Miley Cyrus.
Oh, this
and
yeah.
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was on that stage like trembling, no movement in my body whatsoever, like scared half to death because my parents were in the audience.
Sure.
And I just remember after, like, they were so excited and so proud because parents were going up to them and being like, oh, that was your daughter, like, that was really great, she like could hold a note. And I'm there like my voice is like shaking up and down uncontrollably, you know.
That's a perfect song to sing though in order to conquer that thing,
right?
You know?
Yeah, it
I
makes
can
sense.
Almost see it. Yeah, that's great.
But yeah, that was kind of like the first step. And then in high school, I actually was in a band with Joseph, and we would play
oh,
like,
okay.
yeah, well, an unofficial band. Like
okay.
anytime there was a school performance, we
yeah.
kind of like played together.
Yeah. What kind of stuff was that?
Pop songs like Adele. We sang one show we did, Rolling in the Deep. And that was like the first song that I sang in front of my parents and in front of the school.
And
Pumped Up Kicks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
This must have been like 2011-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
it was
my
a
God.
While ago,
what a time.
So,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. What a time. Yeah. So that's cool. Because in that period of time, where do your influences go in your teen years? Because you studied music with your voice being your main instrument, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did that change what you listened to? What you? I mean, obviously, it changed mm-hmm. the way you thought of singing, I'm sure.
Yeah. So not necessarily. I feel like I still am drawn to the same style of music because specifically like jazz, soul, funk, R&B, hip hop, urban, like those type of sounds really just draw me in the most. It's kind of the ones that connect to me where I'll just hear like a bass line and just something that'll just draw me in, the vocals,
yeah.
like the feeling. That's always been a genre that pulls me. Well, that genre, I find those genres can mix in together.
Genres are a construct,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
you know, the blend of all of those, it's just that idea of, I think, like the passion and the fire and like the emotion in those songs
yes.
that gets me.
Yes.
So I've always liked that kind of music. I think when I studied jazz, I was more focused on practicing my own music than I was my jazz repertoire, because I love jazz music, but I find a lot of jazz songs with singers can become a little bit cheesy.
Yeah, because I'm wondering, is the repertoire mostly like Tin Pan Alley, like
yeah,
this kind of stuff? Like
yeah, so
the classic American songbook
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
so
okay.
it's hard to find something where you're like, wow, like I'm really excited to sing this song.
Yeah.
And they're still fun to sing, don't get me wrong.
Sure,
like, they're
sure.
still a blast, but I really just wanted to focus on my own stuff. And I did release an EP off of Becca TG when I was in CJEP, or when I had finished CJEP, I forget. But I was really just focused on my own stuff. I definitely was more open to jazz. I was singing jazz, so I got a little bit of that in my voice. But I feel like I always had that sort of stylistic nature to my voice, because I even liked singing jazz before I went into school for
sure.
it, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, it sounds like I've seen you perform live once.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to pigeonhole you in like the soul box or anything. But I understood that there's like, okay, this is a person that like listens to a lot of things, incorporates a lot of different styles. So I like to know that, you know, I'm glad you can shed some light on that. Again, like this is a soul music show, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. I know you're not necessarily like, I don't know, like I know you don't think of yourself probably as like an Al Green type or like.
No, but you know, I listen to that stuff. So I definitely pull in, you know, influences from that and inspiration from that.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you want to elaborate a little more on what kind of stuff?
Yeah, for sure. Well, soul music in general, I mean, it focuses a lot on the vocals, I find.
Yeah.
And a lot of improvisation in the delivery.
Sure.
And I think that's a super fun aspect to singing because obviously I want to know what I'm singing when I'm putting on a show so I don't do anything too crazy and, you know, surpass my limits. Mm-hmm. But in studio and when I'm in my room and like having that room to experiment, like doing ad-libs is one of my favorite parts of a studio session because once we have that track laid down and then I go into the booth and it's kind of just like, okay, do whatever you want. You know, that's like the most fun for me because I'm just going like doing runs and like echoing certain words and like saying sentences back, you know, like it's there's a lot of improvisation that goes into soul music, you know, and also like the emotion and the passion. Like you listen to Aretha Franklin
God.
Like Otis Redding and
I played
Marvin Gaye, you know, and you could feel what they're singing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And what they're saying.
I played last week on the show. I played the 10-minute live cut of Aretha doing Amazing Grace.
Okay, I don't even think I've ever heard or seen it.
Almost reduced me to tears right here in the studio. I was like, oh, I can't believe a human can make these noises.
Yeah.
But yeah, in terms of honesty, and also there's like a certain, I don't know, depends on the kind of soul. Like I said, you know, genres are a construct. Anyway, this is a very fluid show.
Yeah.
A lot of interplay and stuff. But there is a hookiness, I find, also to some popular soul songs.
For
and something I kind of find, maybe that's a common thing in your music as well. But
for pop music, you want to get a hook. You want to get something that's going to stick in somebody's head that's, you know, they're going to sing as they're walking down the street. And in a positive way, you know, you don't want to be like that annoying song that gets stuck in somebody's head.
But yeah.
You hope to be that, you know, song that somebody listens to and they walk away being like, oh, like the melody was strong. The words were strong. I could go away now after listening to it once and have it in my head. So that's super important too. I think that's more of like the R&B aspect, the more contemporary pop kind of aspect that plays in my music along with soul and jazz and pop, you know, it all goes
absolutely
together.
And maybe I'm even looking a little too deep into I'm a very analytical person, but I'm a Scorpio. I don't know if that means anything, but you said you're a Virgo before.
I'm sure.
Anyway, in terms of like themes, I can kind of extrapolate from some of your songs.
Sure.
There's kind of like, I don't know, talking about vaguely about independence or acceptance, like in Something About You is something I kind of understood, or openness and freedom of choice, like an Admit It, something like this. And I find these are kind of, I don't know, I guess you can find them across any genres, but I was like, okay, that's kind of like a soulful thing, like kind of like a I'm my own person, like let me do my thing. Do you find yourself writing to certain genres, thinking like, oh, this would be good, like this kind of theme would sound good as this kind of R&B track, or this will sound good in this kind of group? No, not necessarily.
It's funny though hearing you like categorize the songs into themes, because I've never really done it like that. I kind of just write whatever.
Okay. I don't want to sound too
I'm
bogging it, taking the fun out of anything.
Sure. No, it's actually really interesting to hear what you extrapolated from the songs that, you know, from the themes and like what you took out of those songs and, you know, what stuck with you.
I'll write an essay about it, man.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'd read it.
Yeah, I know you.
You'd tell me more about my own music than I know myself.
Yeah.
I never really write a song purposely for a genre. I think because we work on production after the song is made, usually, for the most part.
Right.
So we'll kind of, I think we stick to a certain idea musically and like in the production, but I don't necessarily sit and write being like, this is going to be more R&B or this is going to be more soul. I think it just kind of develops into whatever it is.
Sure. Yeah.
Kind of open to interpretation, though.
Yeah, and everything kind of bleeds into one eventually, right? Yeah. Like you were talking about before, people start contributing their influences, their ideas, and it becomes something completely different by the end of it.
Exactly.
Which is super cool. And speaking of people, I kind of want to talk a little bit briefly, because we still have time, but, you know, radio.
Yeah.
about what you think. We were just talking about people that contribute to your songs.
Yeah.
More broadly, how do you feel about being the kind of singer that you are in this Montreal scene? Because I know you do a lot at M Live, which is, or it's kind of ending right now. It's ending this week, right?
This week is the last Wednesday.
Just for the listeners, it's a weekly live jam sesh formerly at Maison 2109. Now it's been at Turbo House. So you contribute in that way, and you, what's the word I'm looking for? Interact with a lot of different performers and stuff like that. And I was talking to Shane from M Live as well, and he said, in this kind of scene, this kind of hip hop, R&B, neo soul kind of thing that's prominent at M Live, that you can only go so far in Montreal in terms of this kind of scene. Do you feel the same way? Do you feel like this hip hop, R&B, neo soul scene is enough here? Do you think it's sufficient? Or do you think it's kind of self-contained and it's not really doing all that well?
I think that, well, I really only started going to the jam sessions like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still fairly new to me. I'm still kind of in awe at what the Montreal music scene has, because I had no idea about it until a friend who isn't even in music, who doesn't do any music, just told me about it and was like, you should check out this super cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went and I was like, oh my God. And it took me several visits before I actually got up and sang something on the mic. I was like so intimidated by these outstanding musicians. The first time I went to a jam in Montreal was the Cypher.
Yes.
And then MX came after that. And then I started going to both and meeting everyone and going regularly. But considering it's still pretty new to me, I'm still like astonished by it, and I'm like, wow, this is amazing. I do think that to a certain extent we could be limited, but I also feel like we can make things get as big as we want them to be, and if someone thinks big enough, like, they have the power to take something as little as it may be and make it huge. It takes, you know, dedication and hard work and a big mind and, like, you know, a lot of expertise and professionalism and dedication. But, like, it's definitely possible. I don't think that living in Montreal should confine us, because there are so many amazing musicians here, and they're all doing, like, amazing things. You see these guys performing at Jazz Fest and then going to do Jazz Fest in Toronto
and they're opening
Ottawa.
For, like, I even saw, I don't know if you saw the bill for this Pop Montreal show with Mavis Staples in September, and, like, Honora and Clarell are opening for it, which is, like, insane.
Yeah, so
it's that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think we shouldn't think that there's any limits ever. I think we should think that we can go above and beyond, and I think we're all here to, like, strive and push each other to our max, you know? And we're here to, like, be there for each other. So
that's a great perspective.
Yeah.
That's really refreshing.
I feel like, why should we limit ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
We're a small city, but we're capable of big things. So.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You hear that, Montreal? I mean, the listeners might be from anywhere in the world, because this thing goes on the internet eventually.
Yeah,
but
okay, cool.
You hear that, Montreal? CJLO Radio. You heard it here. and we keep talking about music. I mean, this is what we're here for.
Mm-hmm.
You still have that guitar next to you. I can't help but notice. how would you feel about playing another one for us?
Yeah, sure. We could do another one. Yeah, I'd love to.
What are you thinking now?
We could do... this is a song that I sing pretty much at all of my shows. It's a song that everybody loves and everybody could sing along to. It's called Hard Place. It's a cover tune by Her.
Yes.
And I throw in a little bit of Best Part in there, because why not?
Wow, I can't wait to hear that. I heard you play this live a couple months ago, and it was awesome. I can't wait to hear how it sounds
a little
on
bit
the
different
acoustic
without
here.
The band,
Yeah, no, it's going to be great. You're still listening to Sold Out right here on CJLO Radio, 1690 AM. I'm still here with Becca. We're going to get things set up right now.
Yeah, sorry. Just,
you guys
taking
just
my
putting
time
on
here.
The capo, you know, guitar stuff.
All right.
Sounds okay to you? I'll keep my hand on the board here. All right, this is Becca with a cover of that Her song that you all know. It's called Hard Place, right here on Sold Out.
Wanna believe what you say, but I hate you on most days. You've been testing my faith and my patience, and you know I be headstrong, but you know you be dead wrong, telling me to relax when I'm reacting. But I'd rather fight and lose sleep at night. At least you're all mine, yeah. And if I have to choose my heart or you, I'm gonna lose, yeah. What if nothing ever will change? I'm caught between your love and a hard place. Oh, I wish there was a right way. I'm caught between your love and a hard place. Yeah, oh, 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 oh. Do I even have a choice when I'm gonna have to pick my poison? How you hurt me so good, it's so good. And even when we cause tears, you're the one to wipe them away. Maybe that's the reason I stay. But I'd rather fight and lose sleep at night. At least you're all mine, yeah. And if I have to choose my heart or you, I'm gonna lose. What if nothing ever will change? I'm caught between in a hard place. Oh, I wish there was a right way. I'm caught between your love and a hard place. Yeah, oh, 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 oh. Yes, it oh, oh. Oh, 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 you don't know, babe, when you hold me and kiss me slowly, it's the sweetest thing, yeah. And it don't change. If I had it my way, you would know that you are. You're the coffee that I need in the morning. You're my sunshine in the rain when it's pouring. Won't you give yourself to me? I just wanna see how beautiful you are. And if life is a movie, oh, you're the best part. Where you go, I follow, no matter how far. If life is a movie, oh, you're the best part. Oh, 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 oh. Get between your love and a hard place. Ooh, I wish it was the right way, yeah. I'm caught between your love and a hard place. Yeah, no.
CJLO Radio.
Ready for some thrills, spills, chills, and kills? Fantasia, North America's premier genre film festival, takes over the downtown campus of Concordia University once again. Come get your frights and delights with incredible features and shorts from around the world from July 11th to August 1st. CJLO DJs spin live between films in the Hall Theater every day of the festival. Visit FantasiaFestival.com for more information on movies, tickets, and showtimes. And be sure to listen to CJLO and check out CJLO.com for your chance to win tickets. This is all brought to you by CJLO 1690 AM and the fine boys and ghouls at
Fantasia!
Do you like metal? Do you like bands from the modern era and the past? The mainstream and the underground? Then tune in to Turn On the Darkness, hosted by Philim, where you'll experience intense and mind-boggling music that'll make your ears explode with excitement, right here on CJLO 1690 AM. Shove the books and listen to some metal.
Welcome back to Sold Out. We're almost at the end of the hour of the show already. It's like about 10 minutes ago. I can't believe it. Mm-hmm. That went super quick. We're still here with Becca, the one and only Becca, who just performed an amazing cover of Hard Place by her just before the break, acoustic live session. That was super cool. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Spending all this time talking about music.
It's my pleasure. Love talking about music.
It's been super fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, right? It has been.
Okay, phew.
Yeah, you're good. Don't worry.
I always need that validation, man.
We all do.
So we've spent a whole long time talking about your music, your process, mm-hmm. the people in the scene, how the scene, what it does for you. Where do you want to go with music? Is that a loaded question? I feel like that's
it
maybe
is.
Like when a parent asks you, like, what are you doing in
do
school? Yeah,
life.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So answer it however you want.
Okay, thank you for that freedom.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's a fantastic question. I'm always asking myself that question. I want to go wherever it takes me.
Oh,
I'm
going
to leave it up and open to whatever happens. I would love to go on tour and experience that. I want to just make music for a living. I would love that. Although we can't always get what we want in life. So I'm going to keep pushing for it, but I am open to wherever it takes me. I will be happy with that. As long as I'm, you know, making music or at least singing and having that in my life, you know? So I'm going to leave it up to the future and whatever happens. And, you know, I don't want to confine myself to a specific goal because I want to, you know, like, have the freedom to move and, you know, flow with whatever life throws my way. I want to go on tour. I want to perform. I want to have people singing songs along with me. I want to make music for people to hear and be inspired by or comforted by or, you know, feeling whatever they have to feel by it. I want to have that. I think that's like a beautiful thing and
totally.
Something that I totally appreciate, listening to other artists and seeing other artists perform live and their music and their words. So I want to connect with people through, you know, essentially the thing that I love, as cheesy as it sounds, which is making music.
Oh, it's totally valid, man. That's great. That's a really nice answer because you're not, you don't sound too fixed in like, this is how it's going to be and this is how I'm going to get famous and this is it, you know? No, it sounds very go with the flow, which is always really good.
Yeah.
Talking about fans or people singing along with you, mm-hmm. have you had much outreach like lately? Because I mean, it was Admit It we were talking about before, your song Admit It mm-hmm. was doing very well on Spotify.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking over 30,000 streams.
Yeah. I know.
So,
it's
I
crazy.
Mean, do you ever get people reaching out and stuff or?
Yeah, not Yes. I mostly on social media, though, and people, it's cool. I'll get random messages from people actually kind of all over the world. I've had people reach out to me from Africa.
Wow.
Yeah, all over the place, Asia. Recently, a girl just did a dance routine and posted on YouTube from, I think it was Thailand, and she posted a video on YouTube, and Shemji sent me the video, and he was like, how did we not see this? It was like posted back in April. I was like, I don't know. This is crazy.
That's super cool.
Yeah, so I get a few messages here and there from people who found my song and Admit It, which is super cool, but in concerts and stuff, I've more recently noticed people singing along, but not necessarily with Admit It. It's more Green Glow, because it's so easy with the Green Glow, you know?
Awesome.
Which is super fun. Like, when you have a crowd that responds, like, has a good response, and they sing it with you, it just makes the performance for me and for the band, like, that much more enjoyable. Because
the connection is so much more tangible, right?
Yeah.
Like, everybody's, that's so cool.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
That's super, super cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear it. And
thank you.
And I'm glad you mentioned Green Glow, because we're already, like, really, I can't believe it. We're almost running
Talking
low on time
bum
here.
Off.
Yeah, seriously. But no, it's good. That's what you're here for.
Yeah.
Do you want to direct the people to where they can find more of your music, how they can reach out, or anything like that?
So all my music is available on all the music platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, Amazon Music, Google Play, whatever it is, it's out there. You just got to search Becca. I'm not necessarily the first person that shows up just yet.
Well, you throw it, if you do it all in caps.
Does that happen?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sweet.
It's up there if you do all caps, because your name on paper is all caps.
It's all caps.
Yeah, so you hear that, people? Just throw
sweet.
It in all caps.
That's cool.
Yeah, that'll be the Becca.
Okay,
that you
all
find.
Caps. Becca, B-E-C-C-A, on any music platform. You could also search that on YouTube, Instagram, at It's Becca Music. You know, all that jazz. You'll find it. It's all linked somewhere.
Awesome. Awesome. That's it, folks. That's been our long freeform conversation with Becca. Thank you so much for being here on the
show. Thank you for having me.
I hope you come back someday.
I would love to come
especially
back.
After your next imminent release.
Yeah.
Hopefully, fingers crossed, next year at some point.
Yeah,
I'll be definitely spinning some of that when it comes out.
Right on. Thank you.
Yeah. So thanks again for being here.
Of course.
And now we're going to finish things off with Green Glow, which we were just talking about before. This came out last year, 2 years ago?
That came out last year in July.
Last year. So we're talking about a year, almost exactly. A year ago.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Sold Out, everybody. I'm going to be back here next week with another fresh playlist. But stick around for the rest of the summer, because there's a lot more good stuff coming. I can promise you that. Becca, thanks again one more time.
Thank you.
And here we go, people. It's Green Glow. Have a good evening.
And it shows, it shows. Oh.